Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were strong across the board today. Most of it started last night, early this morning at 3:30 a.m., when the soybeans decided they wanted to rally, and were up around 30 cents at one point in the front month of May. And then as the morning went on, and then at the morning open this morning at 8:30 a.m., things were trying to settle down a little bit, but then we rallied throughout the day. Corn futures closed near their high, up 11 cents in May at 4.90, and that was a penny off their highs. At the 1st of March, they went to 5.02, and then it looks like we're trying to work back toward that $5 level in the front here, and we'll see if we test that level and hold it or not. Beans also strong today, closing up 15 to 20 cents on the front end. November 2014, up 8.5 cents at around 11.86, so they remain strong. And then the same thing with the wheat futures. They were actually the brightest spot today. July 2014, Kansas City wheat traded at 7.90 and a quarter, up 23 and three quarters, and that's about 4 cents off of the contract high for this move. It's overall just a continuation of a bull market, and as we see that the Russian-Ukrainian conflict hasn't really cooled off yet, and there's still a fear that they may not export as much wheat. And then you also saw that the Black Sea region wheat prices were up about 10% since the beginning of the conflict. That's keeping prices strong.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Export inspections this morning were a little bit negative for the beans despite the rally here at 732,000 metric tons, below the low end of the range. They were looking for 770 to 925. Corn was quite bullish here at 1.142 million metric tons. The high end of the range was a million, so we're 142,000 above that. And then wheat came in at near the high end of the range at 524,000. 857,000 metric tons. They're looking for the from 425 to 530. So overall, it was a little bit bearish for the beans and bullish for corn and wheat. Now, the other thing is 1 week from today, we have the USDA grain stocks and then acreage, planted acreage report, which could move the markets. That'll wrap up the month of March on March 31st. And then we have Informa Economics going to release a report tomorrow morning. And then there's some other estimates coming out here in terms of acreage numbers. One of them is saying 82.9 million acres for beans. That's up about 8.5% from last year. And then 92.1 million acres for corn. That's down about 3.5%. Now, that's pretty much in line with everybody's guesses we've seen up to this point. Now, other than that, we've just got Brazilian bean harvest or South American bean harvest moving along nicely, about 70% done. We're seeing an increase in double crop bean acres at this time due to the high prices.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, April live cattle were up 15 cents at 144.15. March feeders were up $1.67 at 176.70. And April lean hogs were down $1.02 at 124.65. In the grain markets, Kansas City May wheat was up 23 and a quarter cents on the day at 794 and a half. Chicago May corn was up 11 cents at $4.90 a bushel. May soybeans gained 16 and three quarters on the day and closed at 14.25 and a half. And May cotton was down 268 points at 90.63 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.